Hey there, listeners. It's Brett Molina. Welcome back to Talking Tech. If you've been paying attention to all the talk about supply chains in the news, then you likely have already started shopping for the holidays. And yes, once again, we'll be shopping online a lot this year, which means keeping watch on those dreaded porch pirates here to plunder your special gifts. Joining us now to talk about how you can deter porch pirates is USA Today tech columnist Mark Saltzman. You can read his column about this on tech.usatoday.com. Mark, always a pleasure having you.
Likewise, Brett. Thanks for having me.
So in your column, you outline a couple different ways to keep your packages safe. Let's start with video doorbells. What are some things that users or shoppers should consider if they're looking at getting a video doorbell?
Yeah, so the first thing is to remember that when you buy the doorbell, which isn't really that expensive, generally speaking, that you often have to pay for the ability to go back in time to see who was at your door earlier in the day or a few days ago. A lot of people don't know that. Like, so the Ring video doorbell, very popular from Amazon. There's the Google Nest family as well. Both require a subscription, not if you want to just chat live. So if someone rings your doorbell and you're not at home, you can have a two-way chat with the person at your door, like a courier, as if you were inside, even if you're not. And that's all free. But if you wanted to see, you know, hey, I noticed, you know, my doorbell went off at, 9 a.m. today and I wasn't there, you have to pay for that. So it's called the Ring Protect or the Google Nest Aware. So just be aware of that. There are other companies that you don't have to pay. One company called Lorex has a 2K Wi-Fi video doorbell for $179. It's got local storage, and that's why you don't have to pay. But you can still go in on your app and see, and you're notified if someone hits that sensor. In fact, they don't even have to press the doorbell. It just makes your phone go off. Another company, EufyCam, EUFY, it's part of the Anker family. Anker makes battery boosters and stuff. So they've got they have cameras for the outside, including video doorbells, that will allow you to chat with a courier and no monthly subscription cost. So I like those ideas as well. So that's something you should keep in mind. And obviously it could deter a would-be porch pirate, but it's not going to actually stop them. It's just, you've got video evidence as well, just in case something happens. But, obviously it's not going to prevent someone from stealing your package. You hope it acts as a deterrent.
Mm-hmm. So if you live somewhere where you have access to a garage, there's a unique option to have your packages delivered there, right?
Yeah. So it's through Amazon, and they used to have this service where it's called Amazon Key. And you, before the pandemic, if these are vetted couriers, so not any courier, they have to go through some screening through Amazon, you could allow them to open your door by scanning their phone with an approved, Wi-Fi deadbolt kind of thing, and let them put it into your, say, front hallway, if you've got one, a foyer or whatever, and then close the door behind you. And you can see this on video and all that. If you're comfortable with it, that was an option, but that was put on pause when COVID hit. But what you can do is the Amazon Key in garage delivery option. So if you have a garage and you've got one of those Chamberlain locks, which is a pretty inexpensive way of making your regular garage a smart one. If you forget to close the garage door, you can do it through an app, even if you're not there, that kind of thing. So again, you allow a vetted Amazon courier to open your garage door by scanning their app. You don't have to give them a code or anything like that. And then once they put in your package, they close the door behind you. You're notified once again. And then, when you get home, you open up your garage and you've got your package safe there. So that is an option that a lot of people do like, especially if you are an Amazon Prime subscriber. And just a little caveat, you do need to be an Amazon Prime member, which I think is well worth it for $119 a year with, everything that it offers, free shipping, same day shipping or next day shipping, movies, TV shows, music, backups, ebooks, the ability to back up your photos. So it's worth it, but you do need to be an Amazon Prime member for Amazon Key.
So what are some of the other options that shoppers have if they're looking to get a little extra security and peace of mind when their packages get delivered?
Yeah, another good option is a mailbox for yourself, like your own personal mailbox or a lockbox. So one company called Danby, they make small appliances like fridges and air conditioners and stuff like that. They have this product called the Parcel Guard, and it's basically a mailbox for your porch. that you can secure to the wall or put some weights in it if you like, but it is meant to be a smart way for couriers and mail carriers, letter carriers, to drop stuff into this bin. It's basically, it fits parcels up to 15 by 10 by 8 inches. So it's an anti-theft drop slot. You can't stick your hand in there. And then when you get home, there's a key for you to open it. And that's as low as like $200. Then there's just for about $50 more, there's the Danby Parcel Guard Smart Mailbox. It is a Wi-Fi connected unit, same dimensions and all that, so it can fit those larger packages too. But now you're notified in real time on your smartphone if the motion is sensed and someone is dropping in a package. You can have a chat with them if you like. There is two-way support, and you can even open the bin, the door, with your app if you like, or you use a keypad when you get there. So that doesn't require a mechanical key for that smarter one. But one small catch is that you do need power. So you hopefully you've got a plug, an AC plug on your porch. If not, you're going to have to find a way to bring it into the home or have an electrician do it. You need 120 volt power supply. But that's a good way to, it's basically your own lockbox for your porch. So a lot of people like that, especially if you do a lot of online shopping.
Well, that's great stuff. Mark, thanks so much. It's great having you here.
Thanks, Brett.
And don't forget, you can read Mark's column every week on tech.usatoday.com. Listeners, let's hear from you. Do you have any comments, questions, or show ideas? Any tech problems you want us to try to address? You can find me on Twitter at BrettMolina23. Please don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Talking Tech. We'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.